Rose Brothel presents Fasten the Dance of Dreams.
Describe yourself as you appear, backed by the lightning flashes in the doorway. What do people see?
My character is not a tiny man, but not really like built like a truck either. So you see long black coat, thick collar because it's been cold outside. You guys already saw that because he would have been wearing it on the wagon in. But suddenly he's wearing this bright white plague doctor's mask that you've never seen before. But you would recognize the coat at least, and the statue.
You all, how would you react? Are you reacting? Are you paying any mind?
I thought we had started going upstairs.
Okay.
So in my mind, we're like all like at the top of the stairs. And
well, I feel like you're at the top of the stairs.
Rips open the door to do a dramatic entrance and nobody's
Everybody's sleeping.
Everybody's sleeping and nobody else
Okay, yeah,
there.
That's that, yeah.
Never fear, I'm...
Nobody's here. Because
I feel like you're at the top of the stairs. I'm right behind you and you're behind me.
I feel like that was the last thing we established for us before Lucas went on his garden adventure.
Yeah. So imagine in the distance behind
that's
you hear
a good idea.
The door kick open and then a dramatic clap of thunder, but you don't really know what just happened.
Someone must have just made a dramatic entrance. Too bad we're upstairs.
So what are you all doing?
We are trying to find the source of the flute music. Can you remind us what the flute music sounds like?
Oh, it's been a month. It's like...
I don't think that's what it sounds
like. It's close.
Sounds a lot happier than it should.
Wait. Can you please do it through the veggie straw?
This is a veggie straw remix.
Please don't cut any of this.
I feel like it enhances it.
Should've
got you a cassette.
Creepier, to be honest.
Yeah, a 30, almost 34-year-old man playing a veggie straw kazoo is very creepy.
It gave it a creepy air to it.
A little bit. That's what we're about here. Okay, so you're on the second floor. The music is just kind of around you right now. You're in a hallway, just a single hall. Let me get a map of the old building. And it looks like just doors on the right-hand side. This is probably where the rooms are. And then there are a fewer doors on the left-hand side, kind of more spaced out. What are y'all doing? Are you going to start proceeding?
Who's at the front?
Probably me.
Okay.
Actually, no, I think you were at front.
Yeah, one of you two was up front, and I was following behind her. So I'm either at the back.
Yeah, I think it goes Torsten, Sylvie.
And then Astra.
And then Astra.
I'll turn to them and I'll say, can you tell where this is coming from? And can we...
is there a roll I can do to see
absolutely.
If it's coming stronger from...
Yeah. Let's do...
Everything's probably under either observation or investigation.
So I'm thinking observation.
Let's not do
roll observation.
God damn it.
You're observing the area.
We got one.
How is observation bent?
So it is your observation score.
Wait, I would like
plus
to argue.
Your empathy.
Observation to me, because it's based on empathy, seems like more of a I'm observing someone's behavior.
Okay.
I'll
let you roll observation or.
Which is investigation.
Investigation. But if you choose investigation, tell me what you're doing to actually
find the source. I'll do observation if you do investigation.
I'm listening really closely.
Where are you moving around? Are you listening
like
at doors?
Yeah, I'll go up to the doors and,
okay.
and put my ear to them. And
all right.
I got one for observation.
Oh, my
one
God.
Success.
If you take one side of the hall... I'll take the other and I'll do the same thing and I'll listen at doors.
Yeah, you'll need to do that because out of five, I got none. So.
Cool. So all
I got one
me.
Out of five.
Right. That's okay. This one's here.
Down to one dice. I got two fives and two ones.
And a three.
But if you
them
add them together.
Yeah. So, Emily, you're the only one that passed. So, Torsten and Sylvie, you all start kind of listening at doors. It just seems like it's around you, and you're getting a little shaken up. This is obviously something supernatural, something that can't be explained. What's your character's name again?
Astra.
Astra, you're just kind of like walking along. And as you're walking, it's almost like the music starts to recede. And it's coming very distinctly and obviously from the ceiling at the end of the hall. And as you approach, you see that there is a kind of like a trap door.
Ooh.
Looks like a little bit of a length of rope dangling. He could pull it open.
Like an attic door?
Like an attic door.
Okay. Music doesn't start with a B.
music. No, but music does.
You're right. At least not in this language.
What's the Swedish word for music?
Bemusic.
Bemusic.
You got it right.
So Astra will look up at the ceiling and go, "Hey guys, I think it's there," and just kind of stare up and like hit the rope with her pen, like to be like,
"Yeah, you're jumping. It's yeah. It's a little tall."
So she's like jumping and like hitting the rope with her pen, like because she's not tall, but so, I feel like you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess the ceilings wouldn't be that tall, but yeah,
it'd be tall enough. Like,
be hard to reach.
My character's shorter than
Torsten.
Me,
you'd have no problem.
All right, I'll go up. I'll reach up awkwardly, slowly, and then I'll start to pull it down, and then let it go back up, and be like, "Should we get the weird guy? Should we get the weird guy?"
Lucas, what have you been doing as they're searching?
My dramatic entrance was all for naught, as no one is in the room. I closed the door behind me as it's raining a lot. There's still light in here, but it's blue, right?
Yes.
So I want to find an unlit candle.
Okay.
To light. And I'm going to actually go into like that back room. Like I assume it's a cellar or something.
There's a kitchen.
So I'll go in there I'll go in there.
Okay.
I'm specifically actually looking for a root cellar, something that's underground, not above me.
You don't hear us?
I'm sure I do.
Okay.
I'm a man on a mission now.
Okay.
I'm on a mission from Gad.
You don't see any root cellar. You do see a woman that you have not met. A stout woman. She's laid out on the floor. She's got her arms kind of tucked up under her chin. She's snoozing.
Oh, because everybody fell asleep, right?
Yeah. But you do find an unlit candle towards the back of one of the counters.
Okay. I take this candle, but if I'm not finding anything that goes underground. It's all
no. Shit.
And back in the back, there wasn't like a cellar door either, was there?
No, there was a mound of dirt,
which I knocked on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If I can't find anything that goes underground, then I will start heading upstairs. I don't know where else to go.
Okay.
There are no other rooms in here in the main floor, are there? There are back rooms or anything?
There is. So off of the kitchen, there is a. It looks to be a storage room. There's some perishables. Looks like stuff that they're probably going to use over the next couple of days. Okay. It's all above ground. And then there's a door that looks like it leads outside, just like a side entrance.
Okay. Then I'll just start heading upstairs.
Okay. So you make it to the top of the stairs, and we'll say that another clap of thunder sounds. So if y'all want to turn around, you see Lucas. Lucas, describe yourself.
As I've described it twice before.
Do it again, damn it!
Big man, long coat, mask.
Hark, a badass.
So you see, you get up at the time where Torsten starts to dramatically lower this attic door and then thump, lets it go.
And and says, should we get the weird guy?
And then turn crack around. Of thunder.
Crack of thunder.
Oh, what weird guy's here. What weird and he guy? Got weirder.
Should probably head up there.
You first.
Right. I'll just grab it and pull it down.
Is he tall enough to grab it?
Yeah, we'll say so.
I didn't know how big your character was.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the ceiling wouldn't be terribly high. So.
No, but it, like if I was Amy's height in the game.
Wow. Wow, called out.
Well, I mean, I
to be fair, Amy, I could say Lucas's height in the game. Also there we go. Lucas's height in the game.
I would say if you're like an average 5'9", 5'10 person, you can probably grab it.
Right, but my character's like their height, so not Emily height.
Wow.
Wow. She hasn't talked to me for a whole week, and then she's going to come at me about my
I know. Okay. I'm rude. Damn.
All right.
Something rude.
Damn.
Rude.
All right.
Is that a step ladder that comes down with it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that would be. I think about my attic in the garage. It has that little foldy ladder that's half
those
broken.
Those are so fucking scary.
Yeah. So it's something like that.
What do we, in terms of like the light that's on the wall, are these like wall sconces? Are these lanterns that we can take off and carry with us up there?
We would say probably sconces.
Does it look like there's any light coming from the attic once we pull the door down?
That's also a good question.
Yes.
Dope. Hmm. Ain't need no light.
Mm-hmm. I creep up there.
All right. I'll follow after.
Should I roll stealth to go slow?
If you'd like to. If you're trying to creep up. I mean, there was a boom of Torsten.
Oh, that's right. That wouldn't make a difference.
Smacking
then.
It, yeah. So
then I'll just creep up there.
All right. So you start making your way up the ladder, creaking as you go. You realize as you start to get up, the light from up here is, it's not blue. There's a kind of cold, soft light coming from back in the somewhere in the attic.
That's probably a good
you make
sign,
it up there.
Right?
How big is the attic? Is it like?
It stretches pretty much the length of the building. This is a huge upper area.
Okay.
You can't see a whole lot because whatever the source of this light is, it's not very powerful. But you see what looks to be like old furniture, boxes full of crap, crates full of crap, very cobwebby. And disused. You look back toward, I guess it would be like the west part of the house, west part of the attic, and it looks like there's some kind of small light source, but then almost like a curtain, like a sheer curtain stretched across the attic.
Wait, like bisecting?
Puppet show!
Yeah.
Puppet show.
Yeah. Puppet show.
Shadow show.
I'm going. Are there like seats?
No.
There's no seating to watch this puppet show?
No. You see the curtain.
Is there
the
an
curtain.
Antique chair up there?
No.
Is there an open space where it would look like people could sit to watch?
You can't really see. I mean, you don't see anything. You see boxes. You see maybe like a discarded chair, but it is not set up like a theater like you would expect.
Bummer.
How does it make me feel?
Uneasy.
Dope.
I mean, considering everything that's been going on,
I will
creepy attic.
I'll strike a match and light my candle.
Okay.
What color is the flame on it?
Color of fire.
Okay. So it only affected the fire that was already existing. With a little more light. Kind of creeping around opposite side of where this curtain is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything of significance?
Like I said,
written on the floor,
old crates. You know, no
they label
pinnacles written on the or scribed into the floor. No, nothing that you can see. Lucas, are you leading the way?
Apparently, I was told to go first.
As you just start to get close to the curtain. You do see kind of at the corner of your eye as you're looking through all the boxes, you see something move behind the curtain.
Okay.
And you get that sense, like it's the same movement that you saw it through the glass of the greenhouse.
Okay.
You see this shape kind of move, flicker.
Sure.
Grows in odd ways.
Yeah. So candle in one hand, I pull my dagger in the other.
Starting to stretch and move and take shape. And then you hear a voice. Papa?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And the curtain moves to the side. And you see Sophia's face.
Okay. Is Sammy up here with us?
Is Papa? Is he?
Papa, your papa is downstairs.
Okay, good, good. He shouldn't come up here.
How did you get up here?
I needed a place to come. It's
right, but you went outside, so how'd you get up here?
I didn't go outside.
I kind of looked at everyone else. She ran out the door.
Right.
When?
After Sammy smacked her.
No, she ran.
She ran up the stairs.
I thought she went outside.
No, she ran up the stairs.
I thought she went outside too.
I swear to God, she went outside because I was out there looking for her.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you said she ran out.
I took it as he meant she ran out of the room.
Yeah.
Not she ran out of the room. Place.
Well, we can retcon it.
Well, that would be retconning every
literally everything,
like all the outside,
because that's why I was out there like screaming her name, wondering if she was out there. I guess she could have crept in that side door and came back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or a fixes lot of buildings, the hole in the plot. Like, we'll have like a ladder up to an attic in case like.
Oh, see, if I would have found that, I would have used it though. That's the thing. Because I walked all the way around that building.
You failed the observation check and you didn't see it.
Yeah, I just came back in through the side door.
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Do you put on the puppet show?
I do.
I'd clear my throat.
are you here to watch?
I would love to. Found a flyer for it, and we were interested.
Oh, good, good. I made a few of those, and I had to keep it quiet, and I only gave out a few to people who I thought would be interested.
Right, because it seems like your father isn't a fan of anything.
Yeah, he doesn't. Unusual. Yeah, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. But you all, right?
Yeah.
I like puppets.
Great.
Thorsten likes puppets.
And you're a storyteller. You like stories.
I would love to hear your stories.
Absolutely.
You're going to regret that one, lass.
And I hold up my pen and my notebook and I look at you and go, try me.
You sure you're alone?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
No reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we still hear the music?
Oscar?
No.
So the music stopped once
when you upstairs. When you opened that attic, the music kind of dissipated.
Okay.
No, I literally go, Oscar? Just kind of look around.
Oh, have you heard the story before?
Sorry, what?
The story. The show.
What's it about?
We don't know anything about Oscar, correct? Because right. You guys he was the one. Okay, no. So we're... I, at least Astrid, would look at him like, who the hell is Oscar?
Did someone tell you about the show? Like, did they like it? Did they like the show?
You know what? I think it would be good for us to see the show so that we know what our friend is talking about. And then we can give you feedback.
Ah, okay. No spoilers, right?
Just cast names for all I got, yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Oscar, Albert. What's the word? Pyrenee? Something like that?
Peary.
Peary.
Oh, shh.
Right,
we'll get there. And she kind of shuffles the curtains to the side. And you see this very intricate wooden contraption. It's basically like a giant wooden box. Looks like it has a bunch of gears and mechanisms all over it. It's ornately crafted. You've never seen anything quite like it. It's got a kind of a sheer screen in the center of it. And behind the screen, you get the sense that there's some kind of light source, maybe a candle back there. And that's what's glowing that you saw as you entered the attic. She's like, okay, I guess I haven't really set it up. If you want to just have a seat here in front.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. And she kind of scurries around and she moves some pieces around and, okay, just one second. You hear some shuffling of paper, something drops, clatters. Shoot, okay. All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And you hear a click and a whirring and... almost like this kind of steady lever being pushed around and around. Gears start moving. Things start tinkering and chattering. And you hear Sophia's voice start to tell the story. And as the story is playing out, you see these little, what look to be paper crafted figures kind of moving across that sheer wall. And you see the shadows kind of playing out what's being discussed in the story. All right. A young man wanders through Europe, seeing things few people are fortunate enough to witness. He dances with queens and visits Versailles and the Palais Royal. There people perform his plays and praise his name, and life dances along like a dream. But the People's Revolution sweeps the lands with grenades and fire, and those who are playing and singing end up dead by the side of the road. The young man flees the song of the guillotine. Our hero returns home to a city in the north. He walks through its gates without shoes, poor and mute. The house where he was born is burnt to ashes, and his family is missing. He kneels by the side of the road, begging for coin, and no one knows that his name was once sung in the palaces of Europe. Suddenly, he sees things no one else does. Creatures creeping, flying, and crawling, as the invisibles reveal themselves to him. When he points them out to others, he is mocked and beaten. A man picks him up from the street and has him bathed and clothed. The man's name is Albert, and his mansion is a place of love and song. Our young hero performs his plays and sings to him for days and nights, and they eat fruit and drink wine. Albert introduces his friends. In the young man's dreams, they are all dancing together. But the dreams lie. It was you. You brought me here. You asked me to sit down and talk. We spoke of the future, of the world. I have the right to refuse. You said so and smiled. And then you butchered me. Like a pig. Like a pig one hangs from the ceiling. You buried my body in unholy ground without priest or consecration. Now, dreams are all I have left. I gaze out over the audience at the Palais Royal. I dance with a princess. I eat cake. I look up into your eyes, Albert, and I let you take my dirty hand. You summon me to Peary's Inn. You make me a villainous proposition, and I decline. You cut me up. I scream, not wanting to die. At last, you are back. Welcome. And at that point, intense. I need fear rolls.
I'm going to get this one.
Fear is not on here. What do we do?
Okay. Fear roll, logic or empathy. Just the score. Plus three for every other person. One for every other person who's here. So you each get three plus your logic or empathy score, whichever is higher.
Okay.
So oh, Jesus. I have six dice.
I need can I steal a dice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So tell me how many sixes you get.
I have two.
One, two, three. Is that a six?
Yes.
One, four.
One, four, two.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. So
you can push fear rolls. You just take a condition. We did figure that out.
Last yes. Time. Yeah. So you're currently going to take two conditions because this is a fear two roll that's happening.
Great.
So you're going to take one condition.
Perfect.
You're going to take two.
All right. I'll
unless you take one to re-roll them all.
I mean, statistically, oh, come on, right? Like that's so many dice.
Yeah, but then ideally. You could take three conditions.
Yeah, you could, well, you could potentially take three. Or you could take just one, but you would need to get two sixes to only take one. So it's a hard call.
That is a hard call.
It's also a one shot, so it's completely up to you.
Hey, I'll push it.
Pitch it. Okay.
That one's cocked.
Reroll it. It's cacked.
Just to be, I have no sixes, so I have to get double sixes, which statistically isn't going to happen. Zero sixes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like, and it's a 15 gamble. Dice. Yep.
All right. So, y'all are kind of mesmerized as this is happening. And obviously, Sophia's voice starts to change. And these figures, as they're dancing across the screen, you know, at first you see this little cutout of the palace and everything is nice and cheery and the figures are kind of bouncing along. And it's amazing work of craftsmanship because as she's cranking whatever this is, it's moving these figures around. But once the intensity starts to change, her voice starts to get a little bit deeper. And the figures start kind of flickering around a little bit. The light starts to flicker. Things become hard to see. And when she says welcome, you see what seems to be claws come out of the screen. They tear it open. And you see this kind of desiccated corpse that pushes its head through, and its head kind of just lolls to the side. And you realize that it's almost decapitated. Like there's a little bit of desiccated flesh keeping its head on. And it starts to crawl through, and its head's kind of wobbling around. And it takes a hand and it kind of rights its head. And you hear it gurgle through, basically speaking through the slash throat, welcome. And it lurches at you.
Not ideal.
And Torsten, this really fucks you up. What's coming to mind? Like, what are you doing at this point?
What condition does he take in, physical or mental?
Mental.
Because medicine is for physical stuff. Is there not something you can do?
So there is, but it takes a specific scene to heal those conditions.
Okay.
So you would have to basically break off. Is that in the fear section then? What's that?
Is that in the fear section?
No, it is in recovery. It's after the combat. No, he's not broken yet. But Torsten, if you want to go in the on the character sheet, there are conditions. I think there's a section for conditions.
What condition my condition is in?
And you would just mark your three mental conditions.
So you're down to hopeless now.
So yeah, you are essentially feeling hopeless at this point.
You're like, I didn't sign up for this.
Sylvie, you take one mental condition.
Yep.
So you're now at...
So that brings me to frightened, because I had one from the prior fear roll I failed.
Yes. And I believe both of y'all are fight, flight, or freeze. Yes. So you can flee, freeze, faint, or attack.
I think you guys would see Torsten... you'd see his eyes grow unbelievably wide. He turns pale. And he screams, "No, Eric, no!" And he just turns around and starts running.
What are you doing?
That's
flee,
a really
freeze,
good question.
Faint, or attack?
I think Sylvie would attack.
What are you attacking?
Desiccated zombie monster.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot it with my gun.
Okay. So it lurches out at you. At that point, you start freaking out. You turn to run.
Wait, is my dog still asleep?
Yes, your dog's downstairs snoozing.
So, should we be in initiative order right now?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And then my gut reaction is shoot at the monster lurking towards us.
It's speeding at you. What is your initial, like, immediate reaction? You're reaching for your gun.
I mean, I had my gun at the ready when we were going up the stairs.
Okay, so your rifle is out.
Yeah.
So you're raising your rifle and firing.
But did you have it when we met Sophie? Like, would you have it at the ready to point at her?
Probably not.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you slung it back over your shoulder.
Yeah.
So you'd probably...
So you're pulling it around.
Yeah.
And you see this thing lurching at you, and you probably get your gun up to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And it...
Yes, absolutely.
Seems to just shoot through you. And Spencer, you're running and you feel something enter you and then push through you and then push through the wall.
Ew.
Gross.
And you feel like this chill in the center of you and it's gone.
So the creature completely gone.
Creature's gone.
So Torsten like knows it's gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything specific I have to do about being hopeless?
Terrified.
Yeah, my mind is just in impossible landscapes
territory. Yeah. So it does... roll six-sided die.
Those two?
Yeah.
Okay. Four.
Four.
So both for four rounds, you are fleeing. You are wanting to attack this thing.
But it's gone. Maybe I'm just like in super hyper-vigilant kind of...
Yeah, it could come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically you two are kind of out of the scene a little bit at this point. Unless, I mean, so you're probably running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somewhere.
Just
out of the attic.
Yeah, just screaming, Eric, no. And I go down. Yeah, I'm out of the attic.
Okay.
As Astra, since nothing happened bad to me because I passed swimmingly.
I mean, it was still terrifying.
Oh, it's terrifying. Don't get me wrong. But is there anything that I noticed about it? Like... Was it clearly just a shadow figure? Was it like a, was it actually a physical thing?
So make a make a learning check.
Ote. That gives me five. Got one.
One. So in your studies, you have heard of a Vassan called a Revenant, basically a vengeful spirit that hangs around a place because it's been wronged in some way, and it's kind of tied to a place by vengeance. You've heard that these things are generally invisible, but they can kind of materialize. People have talked about being like struck by these things or waking up with bruising that they can't explain. But oftentimes, you know, they're just, people seem to... see them, spy them, say there's these shadows lurking in these places, especially people who are guilty of something.
Okay. So clearly then Astra would realize that this is probably a revenant and that Elbert, right? Did I get the name right?
Mm-hmm.
Wronged this thing or person. But the question is who the fuck is Elbert? Because we know a Sam, we know a Sophie. We don't know an Albert.
I kind of talked to an Oscar, but you guys still don't know that.
Right. We don't know that. And wasn't Oscar the wronged one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oscar was the one just asking me to kill everyone else.
Right. But didn't the poem or thingy say Oscar?
Not explicitly.
No,
it didn't.
No. Okay. Sorry.
It called him the hero.
Okay. So the Revenant is the hero. Here, who we assume is Oscar, or who you probably assume is Oscar. So I'm not going to write that yet, but. And then Albert is the person who wronged the hero.
Did rude things to him.
Okay. So Astra is just sitting there like scribbling all these little notes in her pad after she went, okay. And then she looks at you and goes, interesting.
I stand up and I pull back that curtain. Do I still see Sophia standing back there?
Yeah. So you pull back the curtain and... You see the little puppets. They're moving. Mm-hmm. You hear the cranking. And she pops her head out.
Are the puppets labeled?
You would. Are you going like behind the,
oh, yeah,
the machine?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm investigating this. I'm just going to like shove her aside. Investigating this.
You're very rude.
The little paper dolls, yeah, they are labeled on the back.
So I see Albert.
You see Albert. You see there are a couple. Albert and Oscar are the two that are currently up as you're cranking. There seem to be a couple others down below. There's a Hildy. There's a Katja. There's a...
Peary.
There's a Peary.
Okay, how many names am I looking at? Sorry. Oscar.
Oscar, Albert, Katja.
I have no idea how to spell that, but I will just do it phonetically.
Do your best.
K-A-T-I-A.
Hildy. And Peary. P-Y-R-I.
I take my knife and I cut all the strings and I gather up all the dolls.
Hey, that took...
Shh.
Okay.
I just turn around and walk. I head downstairs.
Astra, because she's so nice, will look at Sophie, because I'm assuming she saw you take the dolls.
Yeah.
She'll look at her and go, we'll give them back.
No, we won't. I'm going down the stairs.
We will.
Okay.
Was there a fireplace down in the main hall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Burning blue.
Oh, please don't burn them. Astra will gather up the frightened people that she is around. She's like,
can
the
someone
mother.
Ask Sophie questions about the show and stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm dying.
So she's like comforting Sophie and being like, so dearest, where did you learn this story?
She looks genuinely confused. I think I, maybe my mother told me, or maybe it was a dream. It's just kind of been with me for a while, you know? I mean, you know, you have a story that just kind of, you feel like you have to tell, and it just kind of, it writes itself, right? Like it wants to be born. Yeah. So this was my way of telling the story.
And where did you come up with the names? Do we know these people?
Oh, Oscar? No, he's the hero. He's, you know, it's Oscar.
No, that's fair, but do you know him?
I mean, I have, she kind of gets this faraway look. Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's lovely. Where is he? Can I meet him?
I don't know that.
I've always wanted to meet a hero.
I don't know that I should be talking. She starts holding her head. Oh no.
Astra will start like patting her back and be like, no, it's okay. Let's go together.
You should go.
As she like is also like pushing Sylvie. Like she's trying to board everyone back down the stairs.
Sylvie's still fighting shadows.
She's like, come on, dear. Come on.
You're probably good. It was only okay. 4 rounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sophia's looking very, very shaken up.
Yeah. So Astra will just like kind of put her, you know, hand on the small of her back and try to coax her out of the attic.
Sophia, I have one more question for you. Has anyone else seen your show?
No.
World premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disney Plus special.
You liked it?
It
so realistic.
Was very realistic.
It moved me, if you will.
Definitely elicited a lot of emotion.
It made me take a condition.
What does that mean? It made me take 3.
No, you made me take 3.
Yeah, I made me take
3. Just like in the corner, like cowering right now.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm downstairs. Yeah, it's one of those. It's like 2 or 3 or 1.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
there are ways to heal you. You just gotta.
Astra will be like, let's all go get a cup of tea.
Do we want Sophie? This is out of character. Do we want Sophie to go downstairs and see everything all fucked up and her dad asleep?
Well, we can't leave her up here with a spirit that clearly is affecting her. And then when we get down there, we can just tell them that they all just fell asleep because it was so peaceful? Question mark?
Yeah.
I feel like we're having a best friend conversation in our heads. Yeah. Like,
Yeah. All right. All right. We'll take her downstairs.
As much as you hate the fact that we're best friends.
Yeah,
I mean, in the time that's taken them to have this conversation, I'm already down there doing stuff.
Please don't burn the damn thing.
He's going to.
I know.
In the time that you all were up questioning Sophia and checking things and cutting puppets.
I also would have told Sammy to go upstairs and console his daughter. She's having a breakdown.
Okay. Before that, you.
Mm.
You're running.
Sammy was asleep. You can't tell him to go.
Was Sammy asleep? I thought you guys followed Sammy up there.
Followed Sammy up there, but Sammy was not in
Sammy
the
pissed
Sammy
appeared.
Was not in the attic with you.
No, no. Sammy was not in
that
the
I knew.
you're running. And you're kind of like, I guess like probably like maybe opening door. Like, where are you going?
I just want to put as much distance between myself and that thing as possible. So I think I might do one of those things where I run into the rain for a little bit and then kind of like get drenched and come out of this stupor.
Okay.
And realize I'm in the middle of the street. And so maybe at this point I'm like starting to walk back.
But. Just a quick Shawshank moment.
I run. I run so far away.
That's 7 seconds.
That's the 7 seconds we're allowed to do.
Yeah, right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. So, yeah, I like that. So you run out. You stumble over the outstretched legs of the sleeping people and burst through the door. And yeah.
Can he trip on the sleeping dog? The sleeping big dog?
Yes. Yeah. You step on a dog's tail, but it doesn't react.
No, not step on the tail.
Oh, sorry.
Poor sleepy puppy.
And yeah, you're out in the rain. You manage to shake it off, but yeah, you kind of just...
drenched and hopeless.
You're done. Like, yeah. You just wanted to go to Uppsala, and something's in your head. Something's not right.
Yep.
Stirring up a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, come downstairs.
Yish.
I have things have already in progress at this point.
Okay, so you're on your way.
They've taken their time up there to talk things out. I'm on a mission.
Okay, so you're walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
You hear something in one of the rooms. Are you stopping?
No.
Okay.
So you're going downstairs where I can find the fireplace.
Okay.
Okay.
You get to the fireplace.
All right. I shove whatever the closest table is out of the way.
Okay. It is a table over which the Reverend is slumped, sleeping.
Well, so I'll move him. Knock him. I'll move him safely out of the way.
Okay.
Does the Reverend... I reached through his pockets. Does he have like a pen on him or anything?
Mm-mm.
Nope. In that case...
Ask for one.
I will take the bottom of the candle and I will, on the ground, draw a small circle and a five-pointed star with a wax.
Okay.
And on each point, I lay... one of the dolls, Oscar, at the top.
Okay.
I'll take my dagger. I slice just a bit of my thumb open, and I press the blood on the forehead of that doll, of Oscar's doll.
Great. Now we're doing blood magic. Okay. Okay.
And I call him forth. Where the fuck you at, mate?
Call who forth?
Do you need me to roll something for this ritual? I don't know. This is a first for the game, so...
Again, I mean, I don't actually know that you can
about rituals. You just kind of make them up as you go.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Okay.
Do that blood magic.
Does he respond?
We'll come back to you.
Thank you for listening. The Dance of Dreams, written by Niles Hintz. Find us online at RancorsBrothel.com, Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel, Twitter at Rancors_Brothel.